next month, we will reach 7 billion people in the span of my lifetime. What is interesting is that for 30 of those years of my most effective work in business, from 1970 to the year 2000, the rich world, the OECD countries, which includes the G7, as you know, the rich world had 80% of the world's income, with just a billion people. So out of 6 billion people on the planet, 5 billion people had 20% of the income, and 1 billion people had 80% of the income. And that lasted for probably 30 years. It varied up or down by 1 or 2%, but those of us who lived in the West felt very comfortable that the rest of the world was there for us. But we didn't think much of the economic future of those countries because we didn't have to. We were the leaders in manufacturing. We were the leaders in terms of service industries. And we were the leaders in terms of science and technology. Our universities were the ones that people came to, and we felt very confident of our future. In around the year 2000, things started to change. And since that time, the 80% that we have of the world's income has become 65%. And if we look forward, which is the purpose of today's meeting, we estimate that by 2050, that 65% will be 35%. Not many people think about it. Not many people in Europe, and not many people of my generation in the United States. But what is happening has happened before. In a long time ago, in the year 1500, China and India were 50% of the world's GDP, the world's income. Again, in 1815, China and India were 50% of the world's income. After World War II, China and India were less than 2% of the world's income. They've gone down very significantly because of what happened with India going independent and China going through the problems that I'm sure are well known to you in terms of its change of leadership and its change of political system. So after World War II, China and India were 1¾% of the world's income. Today, together, they're more than 13%. You may be surprised to know that the second largest economic power in the world today is China, ranking after the United States. And that happened in the course of the last 18 months.